Good morning. This is Galesburg Live. Thanks for being with us here on this Saturday morning. We're talking a little running this morning and maybe a little bit different kind of run than you have done before. A first of an soon-to-be annual event, the Rail Bender Trail Classic. Rail Bender Trail Classic. Hard to say, but we'll get it out here this morning. And joining us to talk more about it, first off, the owner of 6140 Run, Drew Ponder. Drew, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Tom. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being in with us this morning. Also, Troy Fletcher. Troy, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Tom. Great.
And Caroline Kamzik. Caroline, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good. How about you?
Very good. Well, thanks again for coming in this morning. All right. So this is an event that is coming up on November 11th. That'll be Sunday, November 11th, out at Lake Story. So an 8K trail race. So many people know what cross country is. You know, some kids run at junior high, high school, college, and you're running. Yeah, you're running on the grass, but really no obstacles, so to speak. This is something that's going to be a little bit different, Troy.
This is what we're excited about. Something new for Galesburg, especially Lake Story. So, you know, we have it's 8K, which is about 5 miles, a little under 5 miles, maybe a little over. Trail runners generally don't care about the length, so we are very excited.
You go around a log here or there, you could add to it. You
yes.
go over the log, it's a little bit shorter,
and,
right?
And actually, the course out there is very nice. It's a single-track bike trail, so we're utilizing that. Most of the course is, about 85% of the course is utilizing the trail. And, yeah, like you said, logs, they have bridges built over creeks. You run down ditches, and it's going to be great.
So where did the idea for this whole thing come from? Is it something you had done before somewhere?
Well, actually, it was something that Drew and another gentleman, Troy Bird, had been working on. They'd kind of put back and forth. You know, we see a lot of 5Ks around here. And, hey, let's do something different. Let's utilize one of our great resources, Lake Story, that we have out here, and kind of work together. Unfortunately, Troy had a cross-country commitment this season, so the three of us kind of took over and went from there.
Drew, is this something you had done before? Have you participated in a trail run?
I have not. I've always stuck to the road. That's why I like the idea of this trail run. It's something different. It's not your everyday 5K on the road. So that's why I'm really excited about it, to show Galesburg and the surrounding community what a beautiful park we have out there at Lake Story, and the hard work that went into those making those trails. So we can take advantage of that and get some people out there and enjoy a nice, crisp Sunday morning run in the woods.
Do you see much of this in the United States? I know races like this are big in Europe. Do you see much in the United States?
It seems to be on the up in terms of trends. You know, road races are kind of stagnant to downward trend. Trail racing is definitely on the up and up.
I guess in some ways it's almost kind of like all the cross-training things that are going on, the Spartan races and all that, just something a little bit different.
Yep, exactly.
All right, Caroline, have you ever participated in one before?
No, I did cross-country all through high school, so I really liked it because the idea behind it, because it reminded me of cross country again, but a little bit longer of a distance than the course for high schoolers, junior high. But yeah, it was exciting to get on board for this.
So were you not only cross country, did you run distance and track as well in school?
Yeah.
Because it seems like as far as the distance people go that they don't necessarily choose. They do both. Is there one that you always like better than the other, though?
I always go back and forth, but I think I did like cross country better just because of the trails with it, and it didn't seem, you know, running around the track with the 2 miles around the track would last a lot longer than running 3 miles on a trail.
Well, I suppose you can break it down even further to a trail run and road running and track running, completely different things.
Right.
You have a favorite, Troy?
Well, I ran track in high school and then converted kind of as I got older to the distance running, as it seems like is a pretty common thing to do, and I've enjoyed that. And you know, you get to, as a distance runner, you look at your watch all the time and it's like, hey, I need to start enjoying this more than competing or something like that. So that just goes with the whole trail race thing. It's out in the nature and just enjoying yourself.
You know, Drew, it kind of takes a certain mindset to run distance anyway. Is it harder on a track? Like, you get 10K guys out there just lap after lap after lap after lap, as opposed to a road race when it's completely different scenery the whole time. Or is that something, as a runner, do you even notice that when you get focused?
Once you're on the road and you kind of get lost in the miles, you kind of just daydream a little bit and get lost in the miles. You can't do that on the trail because every step's going to be different. And it's going to work a whole different, complete different muscle group. We've had a couple fun runs out there and had some really good responses on it's another workout. I mean, it's completely different, so it's going to be a great time.
That term fun run, to me, that's always been kind of an oxymoron. but you, if you enjoyed, I guess it is a fun run. And like I said, this is something completely different. All right, so it's Sunday, November 11th at Lake Story. Let's talk about the details, how you get signed up, and how much a race costs.
Okay, so you can sign up on getmeregister.com and then type in Railbender. And it is $30 to sign up plus a sign up fee. There's like a couple dollars or something added onto it. And then we're on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Railbender Trail Classic, or on Twitter. And if you have questions, you can message those accounts, or email us. We have railbendertrailclassic@gmail.com. Also, if you're really not sure with the online stuff, you could stop into 6140 Run and Drew will be able to help you get signed up for that as well. We have, so a really cool thing too is this year for our top male and top female, they'll each get $100. And then we have custom designed rail trophies, which Troy Bird is working to make those. So they should turn out really cool.
The trophies are going to be amazing. We're very excited about these.
That does sound cool. So, and as far as races go, I mean, if you look, especially for an 8K price-wise, it's actually pretty cheap for what it is. $30 ahead of time through the day before race day, $35. So, really, it's a very reasonable price.
It's a good price, yeah.
And we're going to have, what do we have out there? Some nutrition. Aid station at the midway through the course and also at the end. So that's, water's not an issue. Bathrooms available.
Yeah, we'll have some snacks after the race. And then some giveaways throughout the race, too.
Oh, the giveaways. So. Drew, you should talk.
Yeah, I got some great giveaways through the store. For the runners that come out, we'll do some door prizes afterward, just random draw. Some got some great shoes from Hoka and Saucony and Ultra, socks. Got a great set of Bluetooth headphones that I carry in the store that they're going to be giving away, which are very cool. So there's going to be some great prizes to come out to give out.
First annual event, the Railbender Trail Classic, coming up Sunday, November 11th at Lake Story. Gets underway at 9 o'clock. Again, you can find them on social media. Get signed up. What's the website again?
Getmeregister.com and then type in Railbender. And you could also sign up the day of. We'll be there. The race starts at 9, but you can come from 8 to 8:45 to sign up and pick up your bib and all that stuff there, the timing tag that you'll put on your shoe. We're excited about our timing system as well. So
That is Caroline Kamzik, Troy Flesher, also Drew Ponder joining us this morning. So that's the one great thing, and you kind of touched on this, Troy, that like when you're running on a trail, when you're on the road, you're continually looking at your watch. You're not going to be doing that on the trail, but you don't have to worry about it because this race is still chip timed.
Right. It's kind of the best of both worlds. People still like their GPS. They like their watch. So they get to utilize that and enjoy the course. On a trail, you're looking right in front of you, whereas a road, you're looking down the road. So it really takes some extra concentration, and you'll find that 8K will get over a lot quicker than you realize.
What I'm guessing also in a race like this, that you're all on the same general trail, but within a few feet, you're going to be going maybe over or around different obstacles than the person next to you.
Right. Most of the trail is single track, so it's pretty straightforward, but there's some switchbacks and things like that. And we do cut on the bike path a few times. We're really excited about the course, and we're going to have it marked out really well, so there's going to be no confusion whatsoever.
All right. Well, Drew, I have to ask you, as the owner of 6140 Run, what kind of shoes do you wear for a race like this? I mean, your regular road running shoes?
You can. Yeah. They definitely make what they call trail shoes, which is just a little bit more aggressive tread underneath, so it gets more traction out there. But, yeah, a regular road shoe will work just fine out there.
And you're also, because at some point, I'm assuming your feet may get a little bit wet, so you actually probably going to want to have the dry fit socks and things
definitely,
like that, too.
Definitely. Yeah. Socks are going to be very important to prevent any blisters. You don't want your feet getting wet.
And it does depend on the conditions on next Sunday.
Right.
So if it, we're still going to run if it's a little damp, so hopefully we hold out for great weather.
Well, I guess you guys are going to test with cross country. Unless it's lightning, You're out there, right?
That's true.
It happens.
Yeah.
Road races too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have some decent weather for it. Might be a little cool, but
it'll be perfect running weather.
Well, I say in some cases a lot. Are you guys? Because I know a lot of people like at least a little bit cooler when you're running distance. Is that the case?
Runners tend to like it between 30 and 60 is a kind of a good range. 30 on the colder end.
I suppose the sprinters would rather have it hot, where it's easy to get your muscles warm and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So again, it's coming up on Sunday, November 11th. First annual event, the Rail Bender Trail Classic, going to be taking place at Lake Story. As far as signups, how have they been going so far? Have you kind of been keeping track a little bit?
Yeah. At first, we had, we got our presence known, and once that happened, they kind of increased, and I think we're seeing as it gets closer to the race, it's kind of an exponential thing. We're getting more and more.
Are you getting some people from distance that are going to be coming?
Mm-hmm.
I think our farthest out right now is just west of the Quad Cities, in Iowa.
Yeah, we got Iowa people. We got people in the Peoria area. So yeah, we're getting out there.
Are there any other races like this, fairly local Peoria Quad Cities at all that you're aware of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Quad Cities in Peoria, they have some trail races annually up there. So it's gaining, like Troy said, it's really gaining in popularity.
All right.
And their races are they're kind of more around the springtime, so it is kind of nice to have a fall trail race.
All right. Again, Sunday, November 11th, you get yourself signed up. First annual Rail Bender Trail Classic, just $30. Day of the race, $35. Chip timed, and this is something new coming to Galesburg. 8K, right around 5 miles, and sounds like it's going to be a really, really fun event. And I suppose somebody that hasn't trained at all they can get out because it's not like you can't walk.
Yeah.
Just give it a shot, right?
It's for everyone.
Kind of give it a shot and see what it's all about. Right?
Mm-hmm. It would be nice to have a little bit of a base fitness, but everyone is welcome.
Yep. All right. Troy and Caroline, thank you so much. I know you're going to be leaving us. Drew's going to stick around. We're going to talk more about 6140 Run. Best of luck. And again, want lots of people to get signed up for the race.
Great. Thanks,
thank
Tom.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being with us here this morning. Again, the first annual Rail Bender Trail Classic coming up on Sunday, November 11th, and just $30. Lake Story sounds like a really, really cool event. We're talking more with the owner of 6140 Run here in downtown Galesburg, Drew Ponder. Going to talk a little bit about his business. Again, welcome, Drew. Thanks for being in with us here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom.
So how long have you been open now?
Okay, so almost 2 years here. Mid-November will be 2 years.
My goodness.
Time flies when you're having fun.
You know, it's an interesting business, and obviously, most people that get into, especially running a small privately owned store like you do, have been into running, number one, or I guess whatever the passion is. You had to have a passion for whatever the product you're selling.
Sure. So, yeah, I've been running for, I'm a late bloomer when it comes to running. I didn't run in high school. I was always playing in the band.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been running for about 15 years, but it was like a sickness I got. I just got it and I got addicted to it. So I had to keep going and did a bunch of half marathons and full marathons. And, almost the most important thing is a pair of shoes because you don't want to be injured when you want to run.
I've always wished I could get that addiction. I've never been cursed or blessed with that. I've always, I know you can't tell, but look at me. I was a sprinter and jumper in high school. And by my senior year, I said, I'm not running anything over 200 meters. Even we had to do some distance in practice, which was only a couple miles, I just hated it. And that focus it takes, I guess I just never had it.
But we have one thing in common.
Mm-hmm.
We both like comfortable pairs of shoes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you don't have to be a runner
to
like a good, comfortable pair of shoes.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking off the air about that I still was like, okay, yeah, you can go get whatever brand at a big box store that it might be a big name brand, but even just walking around, I can't even do that just for being comfortable because I wear them a lot. I mean, pretty much every day, even sometimes in the snow, I'm wearing the same, basically the running shoes.
Right.
And you just want to be comfortable because that's kind of where it all starts is you're on your feet during the day.
So where 6140 Run really stands alone here in Galesburg is you're going to come into the store. I have this great brand new scanner called Albert, and it builds a 3D model of your foot. So we're going to see your individual foot on the screen and see exactly what shoe is best for you. So you're not coming into the store and just picking, oh, this shoe looks good, so I'm going to take it. That could be the worst shoe for you. So that's where we really stand alone. We're going to get a shoe that's going to work for you and be comfortable for you.
So, I mean, because there's so many different factors, especially if you're a runner, but even just walking, that, you know, whether you're over pronate, under pronate. So does it kind of measure, it kind of measures your gait and, you know, where your foot hits when it comes down every time?
The big factors in the scanner is it's going to show you how much you pronate, which is when your ankles collapse inward, or supinate, which is go out. And it shows your arch type. So it shows where your weight is when you're standing flat footed. So then I could ask people, hey, you have a lot of weight in your heel, do your heels hurt, or in the ball, do your balls hurt? So that's a major factor when it comes to shoes, because a lot of shoes have a lot of cushion in those areas. And, hey, who doesn't like a nice, soft, cushioned shoe?
Absolutely.
Especially when you're working all day. So if you have to be on your feet all day on the concrete, I mean, a great, comfortable pair of shoes, there's no reason for you to have to be running home to get your shoes off because your feet are killing you.
Yeah. What if you're somebody, say, somebody that wears hard shoes to work every day or something? Take a look at the heel. See where it's worn.
Exactly,
it's like,
right.
Then you'll find that out when you step on the machine. It's going to tell you, like, look, the outside of your heel hits first. That's where the weight's going.
One of the things I always look at when people come in are their shoes and see where the wear is, because that's going to tell me where you're walking on your feet. So nothing beats a nice, comfortable, supportive pair of shoes.
Absolutely. And again, whether you're running, walking, whatever you're doing, just on your feet, it doesn't matter. I mean, it all kind of starts with that, and helps. Well, even things like with your back. If you're on your feet a lot, your back's going to start
if your shoes are
uncomfortable.
A lot of people have leg problems or lower back issues, and a lot of the time it's always related to the feet. Yeah. My dad always told me, if the foundation of the house is no good, the house is definitely not good. So we want to make sure we take care of your feet.
Drew Ponder, the owner of 6140 Run, joining us here this morning, downtown Galesburg on Main Street. Talk a little bit about the brands you carry, and I know you've expanded fairly recently as well.
Definitely. We've got our newest brand. We have really two new brands in, Mizuno, which everybody knows Mizuno. They're in about every sport out there. They make a good couple great pairs of running shoes. And, of course, Brooks. Brooks is the number one shoe brand in the country. So just really great quality shoes. I mean, these shoes are going to last you. Runners are easy. They come in, they know what they like. They're in their shoe, and they just want a new pair of shoes. It's the people that are coming in that have maybe some plantar fasciitis issues or some bunion issues that are coming from the foot doctor. That's even more critical to find the right pair of shoes there.
Yeah, and even if you are a runner, if you've never stepped on Albert and had your foot scanned, you might be really surprised as to what it tells you and a higher comfort level that you can end up with.
Definitely. Albert is it takes about every measurement of your foot. It measures the length, of course. It measures your arch height. It measures the girth of your foot, about how much your foot takes up the shoe. It really gets into the if you want to get into the weeds about your feet, it really does.
I want to talk a little bit more about the brands coming up and different things to do with those. And we'll talk more about 6140 Run, downtown Main Street. What's the exact address?
It is 218 East Main Street, right next door to the YMCA downtown.
All right, here in downtown Galesburg, Drew Ponder, the owner. And we're going to talk more coming up. This is Galesburg Live. That you carry in the store. And one of them, kind of getting away from running or racing shoes or track spikes that people may not have known you carry, and soon you will be the only entity in town with the railroad program with BNSF selling work boots, the Wolverine work boots.
Correct. So, yeah, if you're on the railroad, you get a pair of boots a year from they'll take care of a pair of boots for you. And, yeah, in Galesburg, I'll be the only store on the railroad program. So I carry Wolverine work boots right now. Great selection. I've got, what do I have, 6 total. I got 4 composite toe boots, which are really like lighter than a steel toe. So great selection from Wolverine boots there.
But, yeah, still qualify for the protection.
They're all on the program. Yeah, they're all on the program. So you come in and see what boot looks like. You know, looks good. I have them all in stock. I try to keep a great inventory so they can walk out of the store with boots in hand.
One of the same thing talking about running. I mean, you're working, especially, you know, whatever conductor, you're working out in the yard and you're walking on the rocks and uneven terrain. Again, it's about the comfort and helping keep the pain away from the legs and back and everything.
Even better, Wolverine, a couple years ago, they bought out Saucony, which is another great shoe brand, and they've kind of taken that technology that Saucony had built up and put those in the work boots. So the support and comfort in a Wolverine work boot is improving every year.
Again, so that available, the Wolverine work boots and the railroad program, 6140 run is a place you can go for that. All right, we were talking about some of the other brands. It's interesting when you look at the top distance runners in the country and in the world. Yeah, there are some Nike runners, and it's because they get paid a lot of money. But the shoes, the shoes they're wearing, quite honestly, are shoes that aren't available to the general public.
Exactly right. You can't buy those shoes they're wearing.
Because what they're making is, you know, what they're making that you could buy as a general public, probably not what you want to run, especially if you're a serious runner.
Definitely not. That those shoes are made specifically for that elite runner that run up on their toes and definitely not made for the everyday average runner.
On the other hand, what you will see a lot of, Brooks, Asics, Saucony, and those are shoes that are available over the counter as well.
Exactly right. Yep. Yeah. Great brands. Another brand that's not so well known is Hoka, and they are just a real nice cushion shoe. They're known for their cushion and their support. They have a really great arch support in their shoes. So if you're dealing with some plantar issues in your foot and your arch, Hoka is definitely a shoe you want to come down and try on.
Swedish brand, or where are they?
So they have a little Hawaiian and Filipino heritage in them. So I always tell people, when you're walking around your Hokas, you can picture yourself walking on the Hawaiian beaches in your shoes.
There you go. That makes sense. I know I looked a little bit up because when you guys were over at Ron Galesburg Run, you had your setup.
Yeah,
there. I looked at them. They were interesting.
They are very comfortable. It's the, don't tell anybody, I'm on the radio. It's the shoe I wear and run in. And then I use the same pair of shoes to run in, and then I work in them. So. Yeah.
And what other brands do you carry? Have we covered all the brands?
Yeah, so Mizuno, we talked about Mizuno. Ultra is another brand, which is a different type of shoe. They work a lot better with you if you have a bunion, if you need some toe room up there. They have a nice wide toe box.
Because they're made, aren't they, the ones that are made more the shape of your foot?
They are your foot-shaped toe box there. So it's more walking around or running barefoot with cushion and support.
Mm-hmm. All right. So many, many great brands. And we mentioned the Saucony track spikes. They're huge in that, and that's something you also carry. So parents thinking with track season coming around again in the spring, well, even for indoor track season, we're not far off from that.
Exactly
that you guys
right.
Actually do carry track spikes.
Track spikes will be in store the first part of December, and I will have brand-new track spikes, and then I have some sale track spikes as well. I got some closeout deals from Saucony. So any budget – they're going to be anywhere from, you know, you can spend $100, you can spend $30. But they're all great quality Saucony spikes.
And different, do you have, like, do you have distance and sprint? Do you have jumping as
definitely,
well?
Definitely, yeah. Okay, I'm going to have a spike for sprinting. Boy, Saucony makes the Spitfire, which is a great, I sold out of the Spitfires last year in like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's a great sprinting spike. Mid-distance spike, long-distance spike. I'll even have some throwing shoes this year, from Saucony. So it makes a big difference. You know, football players, they wear football cleats. And it's just as important to wear a pair of track spikes, too.
Absolutely. Drew Ponder, owner of 6140 Run, joining us here this morning. Well, it's starting to get a little bit cooler out. We're not far off from winter. Hate to admit that, but if you're a hardcore runner, you don't care. You're going to be out there, and you need the proper gear, and people can find that at 6140 Run.
Got some great winter accessories. Got some arm sleeves from Saucony. Since we're falling back the clocks tomorrow, it's going to get, you know, it's not going to be as light as long, so I got some great illumination and some like blinking lights and, you know, important as ever to be safe on the road. You want to make sure the cars know you're there. So I got some great safety items in the store, but very important to stay bundled up.
Absolutely. So are you a year-round runner? Do you do it in the winter?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I was always trained to dress 15 degrees, you know, cooler than what it is. So if it's 35, it's perfect. You get going a mile and you're sweating and you don't even notice it anymore.
Yeah. So it's about, I'm guessing, kind of the layers of one, dry fit clothing, because you don't want to, you know, yes, you want to have that sweat worked up, but you don't want it to make you cold.
For sure. Yeah. Once you get sweating and you don't have the correct material in your clothing, you're going to really be miserable out there.
Absolutely. So, yeah, winter running, winter time is coming, and I hate to admit that, but
I do too.
It's on our way. I mean, we get that nice extra hour of sleep tomorrow, but then after that, you know, it'll be dark at whatever time.
It'll be dark early. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the people you can help. I mean, you mentioned plantar fasciitis, bunions, whatever foot problems you have. I mean, if your doctor's saying, hey, you might need something more comfortable, more cushy, they can come in. And again, step on Albert. You can take a look
exactly,
and you can see exactly
right.
where the pressure is and where the problems are.
Exactly right. If you're having any type of foot problem, come down and see me. Let's try on some shoes. Hoka has a great... They even let you wear their shoes for 30 days, and you can bring them back to me.
Really?
They have a great return policy. But, yeah, if you have any type of foot problem, come down and see me. Let's try on some shoes.
Well, the thing is, as you said before, when you walk into your store, you're not walking in saying, look, oh, those look cool. I want to try those. You figure out what they need, and then you can kind of take a look at different
exactly
colors
right.
and things like that.
Tell
right.
people every day, let's find the shoe, and then we'll work on the color. Because
right.
every shoe, they come in about 3 or 4 different colors. So no problem of ordering a pair of shoes. The longest it's going to take is a week to get to Galesburg. Good news is actually two of my brands, they're shifting their warehouses to here in the Midwest. So it's going to be a real quick turnaround time. So, yeah, let's not pick a shoe off the shelf for looks. Let's find the shoe and then... Let's deal with the color.
We talked about walking in particular. Some people, their exercise is walking, and there are particular walking shoes out there. Is that a necessity, or is a good running shoe just as good for walking?
So, yeah, when I was growing up, I remember going to the store, and they'd have their section for running and then their section right. for walking. Those lines have definitely blurred. You're never going to find a more comfortable, supportive shoe that's a shoe that's engineered for running. So great. Yeah, all the shoes are engineered for running, but you can do anything in them that you want.
Kind of what I thought. So
work, just, run,
yeah,
every day.
If you're just on your feet, you're walking around, whatever, you're like me and just wear running shoes every single day, yeah.
When it comes down to it, they're just comfortable.
Yeah.
They're just comfortable.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. Because some are more cushy than others. There are even brands out there that have memory foam in them now.
Definitely, yeah.
Maybe on the higher end, they might not feel as comfortable when you first put them on, but the difference is when you get moving, though,
that's where they're going to pay dividends for you.
Yeah.
A lot of shoes have this memory foam. And I actually have an insert. Albert is actually an insert computer, so it's going to tell you what insert you need as well. Which I use Albert more to fit the shoes. If you're kind of on the, if you have a super high arch or a very flat foot, we might try an insert. But I don't. If you don't need an insert, I'm not going to push an insert on you.
Right.
But I actually have an insert that has memory foam in it, and it's a different type of memory foam than, like you say, a Skechers would have. This memory foam has a layer of polyurethane in it, and it makes the memory foam bounce right back. So when you step and all your weight's on it, a regular memory foam, that memory foam is going to stay kind of smush down where your foot was.
Yeah, as long as your weight's on it, it's still going to stay. Yeah.
And it's not going to spring back to where you take that next step. You're not going to have the support you need. Now, these inserts, it is like, boom, right back, and it's ready for the next step.
Wow, that's really cool.
So, huge difference.
And with those, and like you said, the shoes speak for themselves, so unless somebody really needs an insert, you're not going to push it. If there's a particular need that maybe the insert would help with.
Right. Hopefully we can find the shoes to get you the right support and not, you know, have to invest a little bit more money in inserts. But sometimes... Sometimes you need them. You need them.
Absolutely. Drew Ponder, he is the owner of 6140 Run here in downtown Galesburg, East Main Street,
218 East Main,
right next to the downtown YMCA. And, just if you're even thinking about it, just thinking about any type of running type shoes, whether you walk, whatever it is, go in. You're under no obligation. You'll put them on Albert and take a look.
Definitely.
And give an idea.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee it's probably something you didn't know about your own feet.
Exactly right. Well, you will definitely be surprised on what we see from Albert.
All right. Drew, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Again, don't forget about the first annual Railbender Trail Classic. It is Sunday, November 11th, Lake Story Park. Again, you can find them on social media and getmeregistered.com under Railbender. Yeah, get yourself registered. That's going to be a really fun event.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Come out and enjoy the great parks we have here in Galesburg.
Drew, thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot.